Blockchain.com wins Cayman Islands VASP custody license. Blockchain.com has secured a full virtual asset service provider, VASP license for custody services from the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, CIMA. The firm confirmed this week through a PR newswire release picked up across crypto media. The regulator granted the license on July 22, 2026, roughly 7 months after issuing a conditional approval in December 2025. The license lets Blockchain.com offer regulated crypto custody in the jurisdiction, along with crypto-to-fiat and crypto-to-crypto exchange services. The company has held a lighter VASP registration in the Cayman Islands since May 2022, so this is an upgrade from registration to a supervised operating license rather than a first entry into the market. A third regulatory stamp in 1 year. The Cayman approval is the latest in a run of sign-offs for Blockchain.com. Co-CEO Lane Castleman framed it as building on two earlier milestones. A markets in crypto assets, MyCA, license covering the European Union, and a registration with the UK's Financial Conduct Authority. Collecting all three inside a single calendar year gives the firm supervised standing in three separate regulatory regimes at once. That matters more for institutional clients than retail users. Pension funds, family offices, and corporate treasuries that want crypto exposure generally cannot hold assets with an unlicensed counterparty. A custody license from a recognized regulator is often the gating requirement before those allocators will move funds. CIMA sits in that category of regulators whose approval institutions actually check for. The Cayman Islands is a custody base. The Cayman Islands has spent the past few years tightening its VASP framework rather than loosening it. The jurisdiction moved from a registration-only regime toward full licensing, and the December 2025 conditional approval, followed by a July 2026 full grant, reflects that stage process. Firms clear an initial bar, operate under conditions, then earn the full license once the regulator is satisfied. For custody specifically, the appeal is a mix of tax neutrality and a legal system built around fund administration. Much of the offshore fund industry already routes through Cayman vehicles, so a crypto custodian license there slots into workflows that institutional allocators already understand. Custody is also where the counterparty question gets sharpest. When a custodian holds client assets, the license is only part of the picture. The harder question is whether client funds are segregated and bankruptcy remote if the firm fails. The collapses of FTX and earlier Wirecard showed how fast pooled or commingled balances can vanish when a custodian goes under. A CIMA license imposes supervision, but it does not by itself convert a custodial arrangement into a self-custody one. Users who prioritize control still lean toward non-custodial setups where the provider never holds the keys. A structural win, not a price mover. The news landed in a soft tape. As of August 7, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $64,318, down 0.8% on the day, with Ether near $1,900, and the broader fear and greed index reading 38 in fear territory. XRP was the weakest of the majors, off 2.9% in 24 hours. Licensing wins like this one are structural rather than price moving. They widen the pool of eligible institutional money over quarters, not the intraday chart. Blockchain.com is not alone in chasing regulated footholds. Bybit recently picked up an Austrian e-money license aimed at EU payment products, and Robinhood cleared FCA registration to sell crypto in the UK. The pattern is consistent. Exchanges and custodians are collecting jurisdiction-specific licenses one market at a time, rather than waiting for a single global standard that does not exist. Practical read for users. For most retail users, a custodian's license roster is a proxy for how seriously it treats compliance and asset protection, not a guarantee. The useful signal here is that Blockchain.com now answers to three separate supervisors, each of which can inspect its books and, in theory, pull the license. That raises the cost of cutting corners. The limitation is the same one that applies to any custodial provider. A license reduces the odds of misconduct going unnoticed. It does not eliminate counterparty risk. If a custodian becomes insolvent, recovery depends on how client assets were held, not on how many licenses hung on the wall. That distinction is the reason self-custody remains the alternative for users who want no intermediary between them and their keys.